You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mediumship Uncovered with Donna Young in Outback Australia. I'm in Cootamundra today. I have a show at Cootamundra Ex-Servicemen's Club tonight, which I haven't been there for a fair few years now, and it being my hometown, I'm so excited about that. So thank you for everyone who's coming, and I'll see you tonight. So it's been such a month. It's been really crazy, and I'm just seeing the next few months is going to be even crazier. So I have a show in Theatre Royal in Hobart, and that's on the 17th of October, which I'm so excited about. And I've also got some shows up in Queensland. I've also got on a wonderful show in Grafton, where I actually lived in Grafton for a little bit when I was a child as well. So my dad worked on the railway at South Grafton there. So I can't wait for that show also. So that's next weekend, that one. Okay, so we're going to get some callers. Those of you who don't know me, who's just joined today, my name's Donna Young, and I'm also known as the medium, and I communicate directly with spirit. So it's been such a journey for me, and I'm sure a lot of people have gone through similar journeys or even maybe crazier ones, but it's such a journey when you grow up with spirit around you and learning how to accept yourself and learning how to understand everything. And it's such an exciting journey, but it can be sometimes a little bit confusing and scary. But what I love is these days with the children, it's becoming so much easier. Like, my children are so much more in tune than what I was, and so much children with spiritual gifts, it's so much more accepted. And children are just understanding things a lot faster because I've got elders to be able to communicate this with. I always had elders as well, and I was very, very blessed to have them all come in at the right time. And all of you do, you receive the people into your life at the right time, at the right place, and they will guide you with whatever it is that you need. Okay, so, and you can also find, if you're looking for someone to be able to mentor you or teach you or guide you, have a look over the internet. So on Magic Gift, there's the First International Spiritual Training Center, and that has a lot of amazing mentors on there also. So, okay, Melanie, in Troy, US. I've got my glasses on, I still can't see. How are you, Melanie?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I need to get my eyes tested, obviously.
I can relate to that. I understand.
Yeah. So welcome. So thank you for following my show. It's It's great to be here. So you know how I work? I communicate directly with spirit. So, and they'll come through and they'll give all the information I need to know. So just give me feedback as I go along, because then they get quite chatty and they give more information, and just to make sure I'm interpreting your messages correctly. I keep on getting things flashing on my screen, so I'm trying to get rid of the flashing. Sorry. So I'm straight away getting a man coming through, and he's talking about him. Now this man, he's dressed up quite well, and I actually feel like he's like an uncle, and it could have even been a family friend, if that makes sense. That, you know, when you have family friends that you call uncle, or that's how you see them. And he's talking about your father and being connected with your father. Now, is your father on the other side as well?
No, he's not.
Oh, is there issues with, do you know who I'm talking about?
I do have now, two uncles, but I don't have anybody that's passed that's that I would have called uncle.
Okay, because this is, I don't feel like you called him uncle, but how I'm describing it is someone who was close, like an uncle. So I'm getting this as someone who was connected with dad, who was like a friend, if that makes sense. So, and he's talking, I'm not sure if there was something to do with trucks, to do with dad, but he's just talking about trucks, and he's talking about many years ago. So, and he's also talking about Missouri, if that makes sense, or Missouri. I'm not sure what that means. So Missouri.
I don't know any, I am not sure about this. No.
No, that's okay. I've also got a mother coming through, and I've got this, this is a grandmother, and she's quite chirpy and quite funny, this lady, and this lady's actually connected with mum. Okay. Now is mum, has there been issues with mum?
No. Her mother just passed.
Oh, okay, because this is her mother. This is her mother that's coming through, and she's talking about your mum. And because she keeps on saying, tell mum not to worry. She's telling mum not to worry, I'm okay. And she's saying, because she was saying that she was worried about mum, and she's talking about her being, now, was there issues with her mobility and where she couldn't communicate?
No, there was just issues. No, I would say there was just issues in general.
Yeah, because she's talking about
they did not have a good relationship.
Yeah, because she's talking about where she hadn't spoken to, had she not spoken to her for quite some time?
Yes.
Because she's saying that she didn't get to say what she wanted to say. She's talking about where she wants to apologize to mum, and she's talking about where she actually, she's also saying that there was, she blames herself, because she's talking about this was her doing. And she's she worries about mum with the damage that she's done, if that makes sense. And she's talking about she's done damage to the whole family, and she just wants to apologize for this. This lady saying there's so much that I should have said and I didn't, and there's so much that I should, but she's telling me that she was very manipulative and she would play everyone off against each other. And she's so proud of mum. Yeah, and she's saying she's so proud of your mum and so proud of you, because you're totally different to how she was.
Yes.
And she's talking about, And she's around you guys a lot now. She's talking about where she can actually do her job now and watch okay. over you and protect you. And because when they go over the other side, they're made to see what they did and what they didn't do. And they sure. see things totally different, and they actually feel the emotion that you guys have felt from the damage that they've done. And she just wants you to know that she is there. Did Mum not go to her funeral? Because she's talking about... No, and she understands that. She says that she also talks about where... She's talking about when she didn't deserve her to come, and she's talking about when mum's got very good, mum's very ethical, if that makes sense. It's almost like where and she's kind of, well, if I wasn't around Mum, then I'm not going to a funeral. It's almost like that's how she thought about that. And this grandmother just wants to say how proud she is of her.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
That's very nice.
Do you have a question, love?
So this really took me for a loop. This isn't what I expected, which is totally, I'm actually really thankful. I'm very, very close to my mom. So I had my husband pass away in February, and I have not felt his presence lately. And I just don't know how I'm going to be okay. You know, and I just am really struggling in general, you know,
and
my kids and, or our children.
Who was this? Sorry, was this your husband?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's been there at the beginning, but he was waiting for you to ask for him, and he wants you to know that he's okay. And he's talking about you. He is there. You know that he's there, and he's talking about everything happening very suddenly, if that makes sense. And he's talking about, was there a lot of health issues with him as well that were missed?
Yes.
Because he's saying everything was missed, everything, and it's almost like he didn't even have time to comprehend what was happening. And he's saying that you are going to be okay. He's talking about he's going to send you everything that you need. This man's so protective of you and so in love with you. And he's talking about you will be okay. And he's saying that just trust that I'm going to send you what you need, okay? And he's saying that he wants you to know. Are you thinking about moving?
I'm just having a difficult time being in this house, you know, but I don't want to leave because I'm worried if I leave, then I won't have him with me. I don't know. There's a lot of memories, our grandchildren,
because that's what he's saying is it's okay to leave the house because he will go wherever you go. Okay. They do never leave our side, so it doesn't matter where you live. He says, you move to where you're comfortable. This is about you and the kids now. And he says, and I will go anywhere you go. And he says, I'll be waiting for you when you're an old lady, and it's your time, he will come and get you. Okay? All right? Okay. He's not going anywhere.